The U.S. Agency for International Development has awarded a huge contract to an American company to spearhead the rebuilding of Iraq. San Francisco-based Bechtel Group, Incorporated, will get $34.6 million to start and up to $680 million over the next 18 months, NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
This contract is the big one. It covers repairing and rebuilding Iraq's power plants and electrical grid, its airports, and its Umm Qasr seaport. Bechtel will also fix broken water and sewage treatment plants, a crucial task, according to Andrew Natsios, who heads USAID. He says for years, raw sewage has been dumped into the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
Child mortality rates are higher in Iraq than they are in India. UNICEF estimates 70% of the kids who die are dying from communicable disease or from dysentery, from bad water. 70%.
The contract may also include fixing and rebuilding schools, hospitals, government buildings, irrigation systems, and essential parts of Iraq's transportation network. Bechtel issued a statement late yesterday saying it's honored to have been selected through what it termed a competitive process. Competition was actually limited to a handful of American companies. That raised hackles among Europeans, some U.S. lawmakers, and opponents of the war. Bechtel's had to put metal crowd barriers outside its San Francisco headquarters to fend off protesters who accuse it of war profiteering. Antonia Yuhas of the International Forum on Globalization says Bechtel has put money ahead of humanitarian concerns.
In the 80s, they were aggressively pursuing a deal to build a pipeline that would bring Iraqi oil out through Jordan at the exact same time that Iraq was dropping chemical weapons on its own people and the people of Iran.
The company's also got some detractors in Boston, where it's managed the notoriously expensive Big Dig Highway project. Rafael Lewis covers Bechtel for the Boston Globe.
We did a series recently that tied about $1 billion of cost overruns to mistakes or poor decisions that the company helped make in their joint venture that manages that project.
Critics have also pointed to Bechtel's campaign contributions and political connections. Former Republican Secretary of State George Shultz was once CEO and continues to serve on the board of directors. Former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger once worked there, too. But Bechtel spokesman Jonathan Marshall says that's not what put Bechtel in the running.
Bechtel is one of the world's largest and oldest engineering and construction companies, with probably an unmatched record of large projects around the world.
Bechtel has 47,000 employees working on 900 projects in nearly 60 countries. USAID says it's one of the few companies that could handle a contract of this size. Rafael Lewis of the Boston Globe agrees.
They do everything. They're so massive, it's unbelievable. I mean, they have about $13 billion in annual revenue. People say about this company that when called upon, they can create a very skilled team to go at very large problems.
And often, he says, they've been quite successful. Bechtel took the lead in putting out the oil well fires Iraq set during the last Gulf War in Kuwait. Its signature projects include the Hoover Dam, the Trans-Arabian Pipeline, which carries Saudi oil to world markets, and the Channel Tunnel between England and France. Still, Rick Barton, an expert on reconstruction at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says rebuilding Iraq's infrastructure is such a huge job that no company can do it alone.
Because the only way they can possibly do this much work is if they hire everybody who's in the field. So the subcontracts will start to spread out all over the place.
USAID says foreign companies, including Iraqi firms, will be eligible to bid on them. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.